Hey everyone, this is Tanya. Tonight's Firecast is Why Can't We Be Friends? I decided to make this podcast tonight because I know that we live in a world nowadays with social media where the pressure of as a single person, the pressure to be in a relationship is probably at an all-time high. I remember when I was younger, we didn't have social media, so we did not have the level of visibility that we have nowadays. And so a lot of information you just didn't know simply because you had no way to access it. You were only allowed to see what was going on in your immediate sphere, in your immediate environment. You had no way of knowing what was going on in California, in Florida, as far as people's personal lives. You had no way of knowing what was happening in people's personal lives in Mexico and Germany and places like that. Now, you know, with social media, we have a way of knowing what is happening in the lives of people that we have never met and probably will never meet. And so now with social media, of course, we have the opportunity to see people's marriages and relationships as they're being played out photographically or by video. And so, of course, we know that what we see on social media is not the sum total of anyone's life. They are showing you the highlights. They're showing you their highlight reel. You know, when we watch sports and we see the highlights, they show us just the most exciting plays of the game, the most important or pivotal plays of the game. We don't see every down. We don't see every single play that was made in a sports game. We don't see every pass that was thrown, and we don't see every run that took place. I'm talking about football. We don't see every single part of the game in the highlights. We see the exciting things. We see the scoring plays. We see the big, you know, the big yardage plays. We see those types of things on the highlight reel. We see the interceptions or whatever, you know, whatever important plays took place, you know, during a football game or whatever. And so we don't see every single part of that four-quarter game. And it's just like that with social media. You're seeing the highlights of what's going on in people's lives. You're not seeing their everyday interactions with their families. You're not seeing couples' everyday interactions. You're not there to witness every conversation, every argument, you know, whatever scenario is playing out. You're not there to witness it all. But on social media, of course, we share the parts of our lives that we choose to share. We share the parts of our lives that we don't mind you knowing about. We don't mind you having a peek at. And so what happens is we tend to forget that, especially when as single people, we are in a season of vulnerability and we are feeling a little lonely and we are in a season where we're just a bit more sensitive in the area of relationships. You know, you have your days where you feel very secure about being single. You know, you are determined to wait on the right one and you're not moved from that position and you are actually happy and celebrating others that are in relationships. But then there are those days where you are feeling the pains of loneliness a little bit more than normal and seeing these relationship pictures and marriage announcements and engagement announcements, you know, they start to prick you a bit and they start to hurt a little bit. And so on those particular days, we tend to get sucked into what we see being spelled out in social media. I'm saying all that because it's very important that we keep a perspective when we are on social media, that we keep a sober perspective and realize nobody's life is perfect. There are many other areas of their lives that they are not sharing. And though, of course, we don't wish badly upon anybody, we're not praying that people are having bad lives or bad days or, you know, relationship turmoil. We're not praying for that or hoping for that. But we have to be realistic that even in the best relationships, there are going to be problems and challenges. And that's just what it is. You know, I've been in friendships where we've, you know, are the best of friends, but you know, there are moments where we don't see eye to eye and we don't get along, you know, and that happens. There's some times where we disagree and it's going to be like that in any relationship where you're bringing two people together, two individuals together in any situation. There are going to be some times where you're not going to agree and you're not going to see eye to eye. And so that's what life is all about. But I titled this particular podcast, Why Can't We Be Friends? Because I noticed that with social media and the high visibility that we have regarding relationships, there seems to be an urgency with singles that when they do meet somebody, they tend to not allow the relationship to develop naturally. And what I mean by that is they tend to want to skip past the friendship stage of a relationship, and they just want to have that title. They just want to be able to say that they are in a relationship. You know, they don't really want the idea of friendship because they're afraid that friendship is not going to lead to relationship. So they just want to go ahead and move quickly into the relationship part of it without taking the time to really develop a firm foundation of friendship. I believe that friendship is very, very important to build in a relationship. It's very important that you know about each other and that you have a way of communication already established, and that you are able to enjoy one another's company without constantly worrying about, well, where is this going? Well, what are we? Well, what are we going to do? You know, and there are times where you need to ask those questions, but early on, I don't feel you need to ask those types of questions. I think you should just enjoy getting to know somebody new and building a new relationship and a new friendship without wanting to have that label, without wanting to have that label. And a lot of people, they don't like to hear, you know, let's be friends, because they automatically assume that this means that, you know, they're being, you know, friend zoned, as they call nowadays. They're being friend zoned. You know, there's no hope that this is going to lead to anything. He's not interested in me. She's not interested in me. And so therefore, that's the end of that. But if we look at some very important relationships in the world and in our world, a lot of these people started out as friends. A lot of these people started out as high school friends, middle school friends, college friends. And over the years, they developed a strong foundation of friendship that made it easy for them to move into a romantic relationship. It's because they built a solid foundation of friendship. And I love to see couples that are friends, because you can tell that they're friends because they joke with each other, they laugh, they have their own little insiders, they have their own little language, they have their own way of communicating, they have fun together, they enjoy hanging out with each other, even if they're not doing anything important, they just enjoy hanging out. They just enjoy making each other laugh. You know, they have their own little jokes and their own little everything, and it makes it so interesting that they're able to communicate, that they're able to really share their thoughts on certain issues. And you can tell that there's a solid foundation there, that it's not just about affection, and it's not just about sex, and it's not just about any of those things, but it's truly just about enjoying one another, even if they are not doing any of those other things. And so I think it's important that singles allow relationships to develop organically. I think it's important that we allow nature to take its course. I think it's important that we allow God to order our steps when it comes to building a relationship, because we want a solid foundation. I mean, we're talking about possibly spending the rest of our lives with this person. You know, if you're going to spend the next 40 to 50 years with this person, or 30 or 20, however, you know, however old you are when you meet this person, if you're talking about spending the rest of your life with this person, you want to make sure that you all build a firm foundation on which you all can continue to evolve and grow. You don't want to rush into a relationship. You don't want to skip important steps that are really going to help you to solidify a great relationship and a great foundation simply because you just want to hurry up and change your relationship status on Facebook. You want to make sure that you're making the right steps, the wise steps, to ensure that you're going to have a successful relationship, not perfect relationship. Like I said, even the best relationships go through turmoil, they go through storms, they go through rocky periods. I mean, that's just what it is. We are human, we change, we grow. And sometimes, you know, growth is hard, you know, when it seems like somebody is surpassing you, when it seems like somebody has become a different person than they were when you first met them. Sometimes it can be very difficult. Some outside situations take place that can, you know, put pressure on a relationship. So there are moments and seasons where you go through. But still, when you have the foundation there, you go back to that foundation and remember, you know, what brought you two together to begin with. And once you realize that, then you won't have any, you know, you will remember and keep that at the front of you. Why are we even together? Why are we even here? How did we get to, you know, how did we become who we are right now? How did we become, you know, this very rock solid relationship? And we have to go back to that foundation. I know that we are, you know, made to believe a lot of times that, you know, you don't have to date a long time. You automatically know from the beginning if they're the one. And that might be true. You might know early on in a relationship that that is the one you want to spend the rest of your life with. But still, there is some steps and some development that needs to take place before you make that step, before you make that big step to join your lives together for the rest of your life. The rest of your earthly life. And so we have to respect friendship. We have to get back to that place where we respect friendship and where we respect the natural evolution of a relationship, and that we're not so bent on, you know, rings and weddings and dates and all of that, but just really spending time to get to know the person that you're with, seeing some of their ugly sides, seeing some of the not so attractive, not so desirable parts of them. It's important that we see that. It's important that we see how they respond to pressure, how they respond to stress, how they respond to anger. It's important that we see different facets of their personality and different facets of who they are. It's very important that we see that. And so we don't want to skip past all of that in our rush just to get down the aisle. I know we look at our age and we look at the time that we've spent being single, and we're not trying to prolong this thing. We're trying to hurry up and get this thing done. And we look at the fact that, you know, we're 42, 45 years old, 38, 37 years old. And, you know, we've been single for the last, you know, 8 years or whatever of our lives. And we just want to get this thing done. You know, we've not been married before, and we just want to get this thing done. You know, we don't want to just casually date for the next year and a half. We want to go ahead and get this thing done. We want to know, and we want to move ahead. You have to have your steps ordered by the Lord. Like I said, long courtships aren't necessary. Short courtships aren't bad. It's just simply you have to be ordered in your steps. And for some, it won't take as long as others. For others, it'll take a little bit longer. And that's okay. Because the important thing is that we're making forward progress. You want to make forward progress. You know, we don't want to keep spinning our wheels and be in this, you know, dating, courting relationship for the next 3 or 4 years with no wedding date or no marriage talk or no anything in sight. And we're just dating to be dating to be dating. We don't want that. But you want to be making forward progress, but your progress may be a little bit slower than the next person's progress, you know. And some people got married in 6 months. Some people got married in a year and a half. But it doesn't matter, just as long as your steps are being ordered. And that's what you want. But building a solid foundation and somebody wanting to be friends in the beginning is not a bad thing. So don't turn tail and run when somebody says they just want to be friends right now. Don't write that person off and don't chalk it up as, you know, as a loss, you know, because that person wants to be friends. It's simply that they just want to make sure that before feelings get wrapped up, before feelings get hurt, that, you know, we know each other, we understand each other. And in the friendship part of the relationship, I can get a sense of who you are. I can get a sense of what your goals are. I can get a sense of your personality. I can get a sense of all those things without the pressure of a relationship, without the pressure of trying to make a relationship work, without the fear of this is not going to work. In the friendship stage, we can take the time to really get to know each other without all the pressure. And I think that's an excellent thing, to not have pressure, to just be able to go out and have coffee with one another without, you know, relationship talk coming up and all of that. Just getting to know one another and learning more about each other, and then making a mutual decision to move forward if that's what your heart desires and if that is where you feel you're being led. But not putting pressure on each other to decide on the first meeting, what are we and what are we doing? And do you want to get married? Because I want to get married. And I date with purpose. Of course you do. Of course there's a purpose in dating, but you're not dating yet. You're simply just getting to know one another. I always tell people, when the question of where you should go on a first date comes up, I always tell people, you know, for a first date, I'm okay with just going to have ice cream or some coffee, because I don't really feel like it's a full-fledged date yet. I'm just getting to know you. I'm just sitting down and having a conversation with you in a public place. And so I'm not sure if I want to progress to a full-fledged date. I'm just getting to know you right now. And then I will decide, you know, after this meeting, if I'm interested enough to move forward. The reason why I do that is because when you're on a full-fledged date and someone has paid for this date and somebody has taken the time to buy you flowers, to pick you up, and you've taken the time to buy a fresh outfit and get your hair done, nails done, guys, get the haircut and everything, and then you go on this date and it doesn't turn out to be what you expect, or it's just not working, you guys are just not clicking, the first thing you think about is all the trouble and the expense that I went through on to go on this date. So then there is a part of you that feels like, well, I have to kind of make this work a little bit because he spent all this money, or, you know, she has spent all this time getting beautiful for this date. And so now everybody's in the date feeling under pressure to impress one another because of all the trouble and expense each one has gone through to come together on this date. There's a lot of pressure right there, especially when you're sitting in an expensive restaurant and, you know, you have to sit across the table from somebody that, after maybe 20 minutes, you've decided, you know what? I ain't really feeling this person. I ain't really feeling this whole, you know, setup here. But all the time and money, all the effort that has been put, you feel like, I gotta stay. I gotta ride it out. You know, I gotta give them the benefit of the doubt. I've got to at least give it a chance, you know, even though I already can see that this is not going to work. So in my opinion, by going to coffee dates and things of that nature, it's very casual. The most you'll spend is $5 on a Frappuccino or something like that. Nobody leaves there feeling like they had their wallet drained. Nobody leaves there feeling like, well, dang, you know, I went and got my hair done. I went and got a pedicure, manicure, got an outfit, did this, did that. And, you know, it didn't work. It wasn't going to work. Coffee date, everybody can come looking nice and cute and casual. We have our coffee, you know, in the best case scenario, we talk for hours. In the worst case scenario, we might be in each other's face for 30 minutes. But either way, I don't have to sit across from you and wait for you to finish your food. I ain't got to do any of that. All I have to do is take my little coffee and go. If it's not going to work out, if I'm not really feeling it, I can just grab my little Frappuccino and roll on out, you know? And so I believe that a very casual, informal setting is great for a first time meeting. Now, when you work up to the first date, the first actual full-fledged date, in my opinion, by this point, you have already established if you are interested in this person romantically. And that has already been established. So now we're just really taking the relationship to the next level as far as, you know, growing in intimacy. And when I say intimacy, I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about simply just getting to know one another on a deeper level in terms of what you have learned about them. So once we've done that, then, you know, we can move on to the full-fledged date, because I know how I feel about you. I know that I enjoy spending time with you. I know this is going to be an amazing date because I've already established that I am very much interested in you. So those are just some of my takes on that. I know everybody is different. Everybody is different. But friendship is not a bad thing. Don't write somebody off simply because they want to just be friends first. You know, allow the relationship to grow organically. allow yourself time to really get to know this person and to enjoy their company, and just let things take their own course, and don't force stuff to work. Don't force stuff faster than it should be happening. You don't want to feel like you're being pushed. You don't want to feel like you're being pressured. And even if outside people try to pressure you, don't allow them to pressure you. Because see, when you understand where you are in a relationship, then you don't feel any pressure from other people. Don't let anyone rush you. Don't let the internet rush you. Don't let what you see on Facebook and Instagram cause you to force something or to push something faster than it should go. Because people aren't going to post their arguments. Yes, they're going to post the anniversary pictures and the vacation pictures, but they're not posting about their arguments. They're not posting about their disagreements. They're not posting about their insecurities. They're not posting about, the different emotional roller coaster they go on, you know, in a relationship. They're not posting those things. They're posting the good parts, the important parts for them to show the public, to show the world. And so don't allow that stuff to push you. Don't allow people's relationship status changes to push you. I've seen people go from single to a relationship, back to single to a relationship. And then, of course, you've seen some people go all the way to marriage. I've seen some people go to engagement and then things don't work. I've seen people go all the way to marriage and then things don't work. And so, therefore, don't allow all of that to push you. Don't allow all of that to rush you. If you are talking to somebody right now, if you've met someone and right now you all are just getting to know one another and deciding how you feel about one another, and if you're, you know, if there's an attraction there or whatever, then that's okay. You know, let it play out for a while until you are sure that this is the person that you need to be connected to. Let it play out. Don't rush it. Don't force it. The questions, the important questions regarding marriage and whatnot, you will ask those questions in time. You will ask those questions before things get really, really deep. If you develop a solid enough friendship with this person, you can ask these questions in friendship and it'll be fine. Nobody will be feeling pressured. Nobody will be feeling like they're being put on the spot. We're friends and we're getting to know one another and getting to know our life goals. And so there's nothing wrong with asking those questions. But do you need to ask this on the first date within the first, 20 minutes? I don't think so. Because there's so much more you need to know about this person before you get to the marriage, goal part of it. There's so much more you need to know about them first. And so I just want to encourage all of you singles. Friendship is not a bad thing. And if you're in a situation right now where you are friends with someone that you believe you're attracted to and you believe is attracted to you, then that's okay. It will evolve. It will grow. Just allow the process to take place. Allow the process to take place and allow it to evolve. Just like if you plant a tree, you can't make a tree grow within 6 months to the height that you want it to grow. You have to water it. You have to continue to water the tree, or allow the rain to water the tree, rather. You have to continue to, allow the process of growth to take place so that the tree can grow naturally. You can't force it to grow. You can't force it to move faster than it's going to move. But you just have to allow the process of watering and sunlight and what have you to make that tree grow naturally. And that's what you need to do with a friendship and a relationship. Just do the necessary things that you need to do to help cultivate that relationship so that it will grow. But don't force it. And don't allow pictures and videos and rings and wedding dresses and all of that to force you to push something faster than it should go. So I hope you singles enjoy this. I hope you have a wonderful evening and enjoy the season of friendship.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.